Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Pastor Brandon Lindell, Executive Ministry Pastor at James River Church. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
Tonight, I want to speak to you for a few minutes from the subject, preparing for God to move, preparing for God to move. Yeah, come on. That's right. When God is working, when God is going to do something powerful, we'll always see more and experience more if we're prepared spiritually. That's why we're fasting as a church. Because we want to see God do more. We don't want to just live in what we've seen before. We don't want to just say, hey, well, let's try to put life on repeat or what God's doing on repeat. We're saying, God, what you're doing is amazing, but we believe, God, you have more you want to do. And so we're hungry, God, for you to move. And we're going to fast and we're going to pray because we want to see all that you have for us. It's powerful when you and I say, I'm going to prepare for God to move. God is moving in the church. We're seeing a record number of salvations this year. God is moving in the church. We're seeing people pray like they've never prayed before. People are coming out every day to pray for revival. 884 people prayed for revival and a great awakening. God to open heaven last week. Yeah, and God's gonna hear us as we pray. God is moving in power in the church, and I'm so excited for Week of Power. God's gonna move in power at Week of Power. As we're fasting and praying, we can expect that God is gonna do great things. Last year at Week of Power, we saw God do extraordinary miracles. We saw metal plates dissolve. We saw a lady grow toes. We saw broken bones healed. We saw people healed of color blindness. We saw people healed of nerve pain and nerve damage. We saw people healed of severe autism. We saw severe pain be gone in Jesus' name. We saw Parkinson's healed. We saw deafness healed. And that's just to name a few. We saw extraordinary miracles, but God wants to do more. God has more for us as a church. God has more he wants to do. And it's gonna happen because we're fasting and praying. You know, it's what God's doing here isn't just for us as a church. Next week, we already have 56 churches that have signed up and said, we're coming to Week of Power from 13 different states. 56 churches. Yeah, let's praise God. What is happening? God is moving. It's significant what we get to be a part of as a church. It's not an understatement to say that as you fast and pray for a Week of Power this week, you're touching the world. What your hunger is bringing, what God is doing in this place, it's touching the world. That 56 churches just that we know about, if they walk in here next week and there's an atmosphere that's been prayed over, and there's an atmosphere that's full of faith, and the presence of the Lord comes down and touches people, it's safe to say it's going to change their church. It matters that we get ready. It matters that we're spiritually prepared. God is doing amazing things. And when God is going to move, we want to do everything we can do to get ready. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5 says, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. That's a word for the church right now. Consecrate yourselves. What's consecrate mean? It means get ready. Set aside yourself to be holy. Prepare. Prepare. Do you know, we can put that scripture back up. I want you to notice that the expectation that God is going to move necessitates preparation. So I hope that you have an expectation that God's going to do great things. If you don't, you're going to find it hard to have any motivation for preparation. But if you say, God, I believe you want to move. I believe your word is true when it says in the last days you're going to pour out your spirit. I believe as we're praying as a church already that God, you're going to do mighty things. I believe you're going to respond to the faith of people that are driving here. I found out today that somebody's already left to come here. I guess a giant snowstorm is going to hit Colorado. So they're just like, I'm getting in the car now. I'm not going to miss Week of Power. Smart. It's smart. I talked to a pastor this week that's considering bringing a group down from Montana. People are coming here faith-filled. God's going to do amazing things. So based on this scripture, we better prepare. We better get ready. We better get excited. We better get faith-filled. We better fast and pray. I don't know about you, but we call it Week of Power. Who has the power? Do you have it? Do I have it? Does somebody online have it? Is somebody going to show up in the room who has it? The only way that we could say yes to that question, yes, I have the power, is if we fast and pray and God anoints us, fills us full of the Spirit, and we're ready for what he's gonna do next week. Then yes, we have the power. But before that, no, we have zero power, zero ability to touch somebody with cancer, zero ability to touch somebody who has nerve damage or a terminal disease. Can you heal somebody of Parkinson's? The answer is no, but Jesus can, and Jesus wants to touch you with his power. And if you fast and pray, you might get to be a part of that kind of miracle. If you say, God, I want to position myself to be ready for what you want to do. Fasting brings power. Fasting brings the difference. As we consecrate ourselves, we can say, God, not only do we believe you're going to do something, but we believe we get to be a part of it. I love that. Fasting does so many things in our lives. It gets us ready. And honestly, it would take all night to preach on all the things that fasting will do to get you ready and how God wants to work in your life personally as you fast. And maybe before we go any farther, I'm guessing there's people in here who've never fasted before. And you're like, okay, well, how do I fast and what is fasting? Biblically, fasting is going without food. It's wonderful when you go without social media. It's wonderful if you're like, I'm going to cut out TV or whatever else that distracting thing is. But biblically speaking, fasting is going without food. So I understand there's probably a few of us in here or watching online and you can't go without food. But for most of us, we can. And I think the other things actually should be added into that. Why go without food if you're not going to pray? Then you're just dieting. Why go without food if you're going to just fill up that time where you're not on your normal lunch break and you're just going to fill it up scrolling? No, we're fasting to knock on the door of heaven and say, God, open the heavens, tear open the heavens. And maybe you're like, well, I don't know. I'm still learning to pray. Then just take what I just said. God, tear open the heavens this next week. Tear open the heavens over this area. Tear open the heavens over the lives of people. Tear open the heavens over those who are sick. Tear open the heavens over those who need salvation. Tear open the heavens. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens. And just repeat that over and over again. And do it, I hesitate to say just repeat it in this sense that, you know, Jesus said when you pray, don't just fill it up with many words thinking that God's going to hear you just because you talk a lot. But it's the spirit of it that Jesus is talking about. Because that mentality says there's no relationship in that mentality. But when you say, God, tear open the heavens, God will hear you. And you're really bringing people before the throne. And I'm just telling you, if you do that, it doesn't matter if you've never fasted before. It doesn't matter what your prayer life looks like. If you say, God, I'm going to fast and pray, God will hear your prayer just like any other person's prayer. Doesn't matter if you're a pastor or not. Doesn't matter if who you are. Doesn't matter if you see yourself as significant. You're significant to God. Your prayers matter. And if you fast and pray, it's going to make a massive difference for next week. And it's going to make a massive difference in the lives of people. Just step out in faith and believe God. See what he does. As you say, God, I'm going to call on you. It's going to be powerful as you say, God, it's my first time fasting, but God, I'm ready. God will touch your life. It's going to be great. Fasting gives us spiritual understanding. Look at this. In Daniel gets a vision, and he really just doesn't have any idea what it's about. And so what he does is he goes on a fast. That's where we get the Daniel fast from, is this particular fast. And a Daniel fast, if you want to find out more about it, you look it up online. But he says, I ate no choice food, no meat or wine touched my lips. Why is he doing it? He needs understanding. God, you're moving and I don't know how to process it. God, you're moving and I want to be a part of it. God, you're moving and I want to see what you're doing. That's a good prayer. If you feel like when the moment comes to pray for people, you're unsure, that doesn't mean you're a bad person, but it does mean you should get a little desperate and say, God, I believe if I fast and pray, you'll give me spiritual insight. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs that people can't see what God is doing. They stumble all over themselves, but when they attend to what he reveals, they're blessed. So living in a place where you're unsure of how to operate in the power of the Lord for people who desperately need it is not okay. It doesn't mean you're a bad person, but it does mean that you need to ask God. You don't want to be stumbling around when God's moving spiritually. How can you get that spiritual understanding? Even Daniel in the Bible had times he didn't understand. But what did he do? He fasted and prayed. Look what happened. Then He was visited by an angel, said, do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. What happens? God answers his prayer. God gives him spiritual insight. Some of you need spiritual insight in a job situation. Some of you need spiritual insight in your family. Some of you need spiritual insight just in general. And God wants to give it to you. But some things only come by fasting and prayer. And you need to say, you know what? I'm gonna finish this strong. I'm gonna dive in. I'm gonna see what God does. I'm gonna believe him at his word. And I believe he's gonna give me insight. Secondly, fasting allows us to move in God's power. Allows us to move in God's power. There's a story in Mark chapter 9 where Jesus comes down from the Mount of Transfiguration and the disciples are trying to heal this boy who has seizures. And they're not able to do it. And so the father comes to Jesus and says, hey, if you can do this, then would you? And Jesus is like, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes. And he rebukes the evil spirit and it comes out of him and the boy doesn't have seizures anymore. But the disciples are like, why couldn't we cast it out? What was going on there? And Jesus says this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer and fasting. There are some places where you need more power. You know, it's sad if we look at people, we're like, man, there's nothing I can do for you. And we stop there. God wants to give you power. God wants to give you faith to believe, even if the situation's big, that he can do the impossible. If you can, you don't want that to be your prayer. God, if you can. God, if you're willing. Jesus said, I am willing. If we fast and pray, there's power to break demonic strongholds in people's life, power to break addiction in people's life, power to break meth addiction in people's life. As I was thinking about this message, I was thinking about people with meth addiction and what we should be praying for them. Not just break the addiction, but Lord, give them new teeth. Not just break the addiction, but God, help there to be no withdrawals. Not just break the addiction, but help it to change their life. Not just break the addiction, but God, bring salvation to them. Not just break the addiction, but restore their whole body. You know, you think of the 56 churches that are coming, 13 states, people that are driving here just to be touched by God, just to be healed. If we fast and pray, there's power available for them. What kind of needs should we be praying for? When the Azusa Street Revival happened back in, I think, 1905 in Los Angeles, powerful miracles happened as the church fasted and prayed. Look at this. William Seymour, who was an African-American pastor, arrived in Los Angeles on February 22nd, 1906, and began to hold meetings in a small storefront church on Santa Fe Street. He was invited to hold a Bible study and prayer meetings at the house on Bonnie Bray Street. Seymour called for a 10 days of fasting and prayer, and on April 9th, the power of God began to fall. God began pouring out his Spirit so intensely that people started getting baptized in the Holy Spirit. People soon began coming from everywhere. After 3 days, there was no way of getting near the house. As people came, they fell under God's power, and the whole city was stirred. The meetings were moved to a mission on Azusa Street. The power of God was so strong that creative miracles began to occur. Ears that didn't exist formed in place. Arms that had been lost due to work accidents were reconstructed by the power of God. As people prayed in the street, a literal fire would come out of the roof of the building, causing onlookers to call the fire department because the building looked like it was burning. But when the fire department came, they could not put out the fire. I don't know how big your vision of what God can do is, but I hope it just got a little bigger. I hope that you said, okay, God, I need to believe you for bigger things. I need to pray in a bigger way. And as we fast and pray, we're going to see God do extraordinary miracles that he wants to do. Number three, fasting brings the rewards of heaven. Matthew 6:18 says this, when you fast, this is Jesus talking, anoint your head, wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who's in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. A couple things I want to mention on this. First of all, I think it would be, there's two ways you can take this, okay? One is like, well, I know the church is fasting and praying, but then everybody's going to know I'm fasting and praying, and so I want to do what Jesus said. So I'm not going to fast and pray. I don't know if anybody really actually thinks that, but I thought of it when I read it. I was like, that's not what this means, okay? Doesn't mean just because everybody else is fasting that you don't fast because you want to do it in secret. So don't let the enemy stop you if that's stopping you. Because that would be the enemy. Secondly, it does mean when you're fasting that, you're not at work going, I'm a little tired today. People are like, why are you tired? Are you sick? No. Like, well, what's going on? It's like, I'm just tired. It's like, it's hard when you don't eat. Why are you not eating? Well, I'm fasting. You don't want to do that. Don't do your hair less. Don't make a show out of it, because the only reward you get is your show, okay? And it's probably not that good of a show. But if you fast and you say, God, I want to give this to you. And God, I'm just hungry for you to work in my life. I'm hungry for you to work in the church. God, I want to have big faith for big things. And I understand that comes by a touch of the Holy Spirit when you touch my life and you set me on fire. Then look at what you get. The Father who sees in secret will reward you. Where's the Father? Heaven. What kind of rewards do you get? Heavenly rewards. You get to see what heaven will do. You get to experience the life of heaven. You get heavenly faith. You get heavenly power. And God, when he rewards you, he doesn't just give you faith for you. He gives you faith so you have faith for others. He gives you power so you can give to others. He blesses you so you can bless others. He allows you to hear God clearer so you can speak on behalf of God into the lives of others. That's how it works. That's how Jesus said it works. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus said, you can do nothing without me. But then Jesus also said, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you're going to be my representative. And the only way we can represent Jesus accurately, the only way we can represent him well, is if we call on heaven and allow him to fill us fuller, and we cry out to God and say, God, what you're doing is something big. And God, Lord, you're bringing people here. And God, that would be a scary thing, other than we're calling on you to move. And we know as we call on you, you're going to do amazing things. When you think about the rewards from heaven, and then we're going to open the altar here in 1 second, but I want to give you a couple thoughts on this, a couple quotes. If you want anything from God, you'll have to pray into heaven. That's where it all is. If you live in the earth realm and expect to receive from God, you will never get anything. So we don't want to bring earth to earth. We want to bring heaven to earth. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Look at this one. The church has been negligent in one thing. She has not prayed in the power of God out of heaven. Open the heavens, Lord. Open the heavens. Open the heavens. Your fast can start right now. Maybe you're like, well, I'm not fasting. It can start right now. As you come in the altar and you say, God, I'm giving my attention. I'm giving my food to you. That'll bring a focus. If you've never done it before, it's powerful. It'll bring God's power in your life, but it will bring a focus spiritually that you've never experienced before. Some of you, you need God's power to touch your life right now so you're ready for next week. It's not just about praying for next week. It's about God touching you, because you got so many things happening in your life, so many things going on where you need God's touch. But I'm telling you, a 3D fast can almost cure anything. And you say, I'm going to take the next few days. I'm going to take the rest of this week. I'm going to fast. God will move in your life, but it can start right now. As you're hungry, as you're desperate, as you say, God, I want to get ready. As we open the altar, I just want to read this verse one more time. Consecrate yourselves. Set apart yourself as holy. Say, God, I'm all yours. I give you every distraction. I give you, God, all my heart, all my life. God, just begin to pour into me. Begin to do what you want. For I believe tomorrow, in this coming week, with Week of Power, you're going to do amazing things among us. And I want with all my heart to be ready.